inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. From paint prep and power washing to planet saving plays, we're tooled up to help you meet every design challenge.
We're joined by the esteemed enviro activist Ed Begley Jr., who will walk us through water savings, no need to drive.
High Tools' Corey Talbot uncovered unique and universally useful tools.
And the hardworking but always glamorous star of Designer's Challenge, Designing for the Sexes, and Design to Sell, Lisa Laporta, sells us on her designs to make a house a better home.
So the pressure is on, and it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
You are inside my Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband, Mark.
And my Fix It Up wife, Teresa.
And we are at the National Hardware Show.
Inside the Hyde Tools booth.
And we are having a good time here in Las Vegas.
We are having a great time in Las Vegas. I haven't seen much of Las Vegas.
You haven't?
No.
No?
But I have seen much of our guest who's joining us right now, and we're having technical difficulties because he can't hear us.
No, he can't hear us. He wants the volume to go all the way up.
There you go. Now I can hear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, help the deaf old guy. Thank you. Teresa, how are you?
Hi, Ed Begley Jr. How are you?
Very good, Teresa. Thank you, Mark.
You know, I was excited to hear that you were going to be here because we had the pleasure of talking to you a few weeks ago on the phone. But you are here representing composting toilets.
Right.
Now, I haven't gone by and checked them out yet, and waterless toilets, too.
Some can be waterless. There's some that don't have to have a water hookup. But the idea is if you have a cabin, you have a vacation home, you may have a place in a basement, even though you have sewer service to your house, it can cost a lot of money. It can be quite problematic to deal with your waste. And this is a way to do that, cabin, basement, lots of different applications. You have a septic system that's stressed out, that's not working well. You could take a lot of the heat off that, if you will. And when you're done composting this waste, it's rendered inert. You can put it out in the garden.
Out in the garden.
Out in the garden.
Now, that blows my mind.
Is that kind of a what's past is prologue kind of thing? Isn't that the way it used to be treated years ago?
Yeah, you're mimicking nature the way nature breaks it down. I would add a bit of caution here. I wouldn't put it on food crops, you know, just to be doubly safe.
Sure.
You know, I'd put it on ornamentals, but I would put out the yard in any ornamentals. You can put it in the trash out in your yard, and it's fine. It does not smell. It's odorless in the process of running the toilet because it has a separate unit outside, or there's one that's totally contained that does not smell even with the self-contained unit. And it's a great way to go because at some point you're either paying someone to deal with your waste, you're dealing with it yourself with an outhouse or a septic system if you're in a cabin.
Right.
And again, the cost savings, if you have a basement situation, you got to do sewage and pump it up, you know, the plumber's going to charge you a lot of money. There's many applications where it makes economic sense.
Now, what is the name? We haven't said the name of the product yet.
Santerra Green is the retail product that we're pushing here for the people, you know, like Lowe's and others that would buy it.
Okay.
And then there's Envirolet, which is the way a Sancor or Envirolet, like an environmental toilet, Envirolet, that is out there that you can buy online and elsewhere.
Out of my mind. I'm going to have to go check that out.
Check it out.
Yeah, I'm going to stop by later today.
And once again, it makes environmentalism as a cause makes economic sense.
Which is what I've been doing since 1970. I didn't buy expensive solar panels in 1970. You know, I didn't have the money for that. I couldn't afford that. I didn't get into debt buying things I couldn't afford. I did all the cheap and easy stuff. I saved money. I kept moving up the ladder till 20 years later, two decades later, Mark, is when I bought solar, and because I did it in a cost-effective, environmentally responsible way.
And you are a true inspiration for
You're
everyone.
You're very kind.
I mean, seriously, you know, people think about trying to live a green lifestyle, trying to be trying to care about the environment, trying to figure out what they should do in their homes. you're who everyone comes, like, it's what, you're like the, what is
when
it?
When we get tired, sometimes we can't complete an actual sentence.
You complete it for me.
Should we just stammer a lot?
No, and what is my sentence? Complete me, my husband.
I don't know, because I had to complete it with a joke. I couldn't get all the way there.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a joke is a nice way of completing a wife's thought, I'd have to say.
Don't answer this question if you don't want to. Because I don't like lame questions.
Okay.
But if there's a top three or a top five things that people can do to make it happen now, do you have such a list?
Absolutely.
Like that?
It's a different list than I started with in 1970 because there's a lot more choice now. Now you can go into store, buy energy-efficient light bulbs in any hardware store. Right there. Start there. Energy-saving thermostat. They did not have that with a computer chip and a thermostat to save money. Wake and sleep, leave and return modes, you know, summer, winter, lots of savings. Electricity, natural gas, savings, dollars in your pocket. So energy-saving light bulbs, energy-saving thermostat. Weather stripping around your doors and windows. In the old days, you had to get a little carpet tack hammer and tack it in. Now just adhesive strip, put it up. Right there, there's three big ones right away. People will save money instantly.
Wow. You can't argue with that. I mean, no matter what your political views are, what you think about global warming, you can't argue with saving money.
No, for the people that don't believe in climate change, I say, well, hey, look, let's do something for the following reason. Let's clean up the air in Houston where you live or Bakersfield or Los Angeles, dirty air there. Let's lessen our dependence on foreign oil. That's a good thing for our national security, many other reasons. And let's put money in our pockets. How about those three? People say, well, yeah, let's do that. I said, okay, by the way, without wanting to, you bought yourself an insurance policy in case those scientists are correct about climate change. But let's just concentrate dirty air, foreign oil, money in your pocket. Let's do those three.
You know,
eminently reasonable on top of being a highly successful, achieving actor, on top of being literally a historically eminent and relevant figure in your own lifetime. So what's it like to be a Renaissance man? Plus, you can ride your bike like 300
miles. I'm going to get my cell phone out. You've got to call Rochelle. You've got to tell her something about it. I'm not buying any of it, but maybe she will. This is great. Thank you. You made my day. Mark.
We'll send this interview to her.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Send it to her. I'm going to make her listen to it in her sleep. I'm going to put it on a loop. Thank you.
But it is true. And you're in fantastic shape as well.
Well, I'm 61. I'm in good shape because of another thing that's good for the environment, bike riding when weather and fitness permit. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a good way to get around. I don't belong to a gym because the world is my gym. You know, I live in the San Fernando Valley, ride up to Mulholland nearly every morning and go up there and ride around Franklin Canyon Lake and back home. That's my morning ritual.
How long is that?
It's 48 minutes from my house there. It's an easy, you know, it's quite a steep hill. It's like, you know, Lombard Street in San Francisco or something. It's a very steep hill.
Oh, really?
But you go up that, and you really kind of wake up. Your legs wake up, and your body wakes up, and you have a good ride. Then coming back down, you get a free ride back down, and it's a good way to go. And I ride for transportation, too. I ride with my daughter to take her to school in the morning, you know, just 2 miles there and 2 miles back.
So she rides to school.
She rides to school.
Oh,
she's 11.
Oh, that is good.
So it's good for her. She's getting a four-mile ride guaranteed every day. I'm getting 8 miles because I drop her off, then I got to ride back home. Then I got to go and pick her up again, so I get another 4 miles to complete her for, so
that
I get eight.
Do other kids ride their bikes to school like she does?
No other kid at school that I've seen yet rides their bike to school.
That's unfortunate.
When I was that age, I rode my bike to school.
Me too.
When I was 30, I rode my bike to work. I mean...
Me too.
My school is a half-hour drive from my house.
Yeah, that could
be
a
show. Ride your bike here to Las Vegas from L.A.?
I did not. I wish I had had the time. I would have. But I had to work in L.A. just before, and I got to get right back to work again tomorrow morning. But I did come in a Prius. There's an option. You know, I drive my electric car around L.A. when I'm not on my bike or on public transportation, or walking. But then to go long distances like Vegas, 270 miles or whatever it is from my door, I took the Prius. It was $20-some-odd in fuel, like $23 in fuel.
Really?
You can't get a Greyhound ticket for that from L.A. to here.
27?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't even... Like,
yeah, you don't even want to know.
$25 for 270 miles. And it's not bad. It's a good price to get to Vegas.
That would cost us $300 in gas.
Now, the girl in me has to ask, what shows are you working on right now? Where can we see you on TV?
I just did a pilot for NBC, and I'll find out this week if it's picked up. I did a show called Chaos for CBS. I did an episode of Off the Map that was on recently. I have a movie coming out called What's Your Number with Anna Faris coming out in October. So I'm busy. I've been pretty busy.
That's great. And we were talking, and I know you don't like it when I say this, but we were talking before we got set up.
Yes.
Because you were doing setting up the internet and
all
the other stuff that's happening on Ustream right here.
It is.
We're out to the whole globe.
Oh, you know what?
Fantastic.
Are you okay with crowds?
Yes. I love it. That's very good. Look at us live streaming there.
Look at us.
But we were talking
Aren't we a handsome group of people?
You're a very handsome couple, I'll say that much.
And then we have handsome Tim behind us. He's playing music for us.
He's very good.
He is.
What's his name again?
Tim Williams.
Joe Smith.
You're fantastic, Tim Williams.
Thank you, Ed.
Really good. Wow. I was blown. Oh, a guy with a guitar. That'll be some nice lead in music.
No,
he's a rock star. He's very good.
He not only looks good, but he sounds good, too.
He sounds great.
And he's a nice man.
Yes, he is.
All very important qualities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much.
Yes.
We're not letting you go. Whatever. I don't care how long is left in this interview or where you have to go.
Okay.
Enjoying the sumo.
I could stay a few minutes.
Because we were talking about... I'm kidding. Stay. We were talking about acting. We were talking about what makes a story good. We're talking about 12-inch, not 10-inch, 12-inch table saws.
Yes.
Because you're a fix-it-up guy.
I am. I'm a handy kind of guy in some areas. I'm not great with plumbing, but everything else I'm pretty good.
Really? So what projects do you want to do? What's your next project?
Well, let me first relive the past, my glory days of carpentry. Yeah, I built my dining room table, a nice dining room table, a very long and nice table.
Now, is that the dining room table we saw on the show,
Living with Ed? I built that table.
Okay.
I built a very nice...
That's beautiful.
Thank you. A nice chest of drawers with dovetail joints. I have a Lee dovetailed... jig, so right there.
Lee Valley?
L-E-I-G-H.
L-E-I. That's the second tool you said. I thought it was another
one. I have an Inca bandsaw, a nice bandsaw still. I still have my old, very high-end Craftsman drill press. I had to give away my Luna 12-inch table saw jointer planer combo because I ran out of space. But one day again, I'm going to have another table saw and jointer planer combo. In my new home, I'm building a Lee Platinum Green home right now, and when that's done, I'll have room for tools again.
Now, your wife said, we talked to her about a year ago, that it was down the street from...
It's about three-quarters of a mile east of where we are right now. Yeah.
So down the street.
Yeah, down the street being...
Three-quarters
of a mile down the street.
Okay.
Considering we're
across the river,
Platinum home right now.
The home that I'm in now will never be LEED Platinum because it's a 1936 energy-inefficient home.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never fit that square peg in that round hole, no matter how you sand
it. Efficient as it possibly
could
be.
I took it as far as I could. Now we're going to show...
Who would buy your home? Like, I can't imagine... Like, that would be the coolest house in the world to buy, is your house.
There would probably be someone who wants to buy a home like that.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who wants low-energy bills.
Mm-hmm.
There are many people like that out there. But we will move about a year from now when the new home is done and then sell the current home. Or maybe I'll be working so much I won't have to sell it. I'll keep it for one of my grown children or my 11-year-old when she is grown.
Oh, that's
you know,
so
just
nice.
Rent it out to somebody so another home in America has low energy bills and
that
is energy
sense.
Efficient.
That
now, I
sense.
Want to know all the products you're picking for your new home, but we don't have time to talk about every single thing. Because I'm just curious, you know... And where do you go to find all of the products for your new
house? I go to the hardware store in Las Vegas at the convention center. That's where I go to the products. I tend to my friends at My Fix It Up Life to find out.
Oh, you do? You go to MyFixItUpLife.com?
That's where I'm going from now on, starting today.
You should check out our son's blog. He's 2.5.
Great.
Yes, he has a lot to say about energy efficiency and everything.
That's great.
Oh,
we like that.
As soon as we go home and write it for him.
We write it for him.
Yeah. You got to help a little bit.
Well, you can nudge him along. We have a 10-year-old girl, too. She has
her
blog.
She writes her own blog. She actually writes her own blog.
That's great.
Yeah. That is good.
I got an 11-year-old. Yep, she writes pretty good at this point.
Oh, that's good.
Totally blanked on my question. I only have about 500. Oh!
We only have about 20 seconds left. I'm so sorry to tell you this.
All right. All right. I guess we're going to have to bid you adieu because we have to take a break.
We have to take a break.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you so much. And we will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life, and here we are at the National Hardware Show.
We are, and we are in the Hyde Tools booth.
Maker of one of our favorite long-held tool pouch sidekick tools.
Well, you know, it's not just our favorite, because I have a stat here that it is the accounts for 30% of all putty knife sales.
I think I just made that up, though.
Oh, that's just a made-up figure that we
have. It accounts for 90% of all putty knife sales.
I think it's 92.3.
Says Corey Talbot from Hyde Tools.
And you would know.
I would know. And it is something that we did do the research on, and we found out that it is. It's just one of those tools that everybody has at least one inside their a junk drawer, upstairs in a sock drawer, a bunch of different places.
Or in your tool pouch like we do. We always have one in our tool pouch. And we're not just saying that because we're here.
No.
We've been saying that for years. It's, you know, what do you need to have in your tool pouch?
Yeah.
You need to have a pencil. You need to have a square. You need to have a tape measure. You need to have a multi-tool.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean,
and yeah, we're not making that up. You can look it up. You can look it up online.
You can go historically all the way back. You know, we've been saying that for years. So.
You're right, and it's a tool that's kind of evolved as time has gone on. I mean, you look at ours, and we started out with a 5-in-1, and it's gotten to the point where it's called a 14-in-1. But there's millions of uses for these things. You think about all the things you use.
A million in one? Is that coming out?
A million in one. That's it. Hey,
a million in one.
Wait, I got to trademark that.
We just slightly bigger than the 14-in-1.
I love it when we get the scoop on tools. Now, for everyone who doesn't know what a multi-tool is.
Yes.
Give those people the lowdown on it, and they are going
paint
to say...
Paint the word picture. Do we have one?
Picture.
Can we get one? We are on Ustream.
Hey, Ashley.
We don't have to paint the word picture anymore.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get somebody to bring over one of the things for us.
Hey, Ashley.
Can you bring over a multi-tool?
While we're talking about it.
And now let's paint the word picture for everyone listening and not watching us on
Ustream.
Well,
no, let's paint this word picture when Corey came on and said, "How do you follow Ed Begley?"
Oh, my God. It's like I was dead before I even started. I wish you could have stayed. I'm like, no, stay. Get back in that seat.
Well, you're handsome and you work out.
Oh,
you can follow him.
No. Ed's way too tall and handsome and actually is much more interesting. But, you know, it's... He is. He's a very interesting guy. The things he works on are fantastic.
But you put this booth together all by yourself, though. So.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. Now that's all out there.
Let's get back to the multi-tool, all right?
What's the multi-tool?
Okay, a multi-tool, it actually started out being called a painter's tool.
Okay.
And the reason for that, it really just started off as kind of like a scraper that was, you know, on a handle. But as time went on, it got more and more things that were put onto it as people said, you know what, it'd be great to be able to use it as a chisel. It'd be great to be able to use that as something to open up a crack in a wall before you spackle over it. It'd be great to use it instead of if you don't have, there we go, there's the visual.
Vanna White.
if you're doing contour scraping or if you're doing anything that, even at the end of the day, this one is called our 14-in-1. It actually has a little beverage opener there, depending on what your favorite beverage is.
Beverage opener.
Yeah,
I'll say it.
You can.
Yeah.
I can say that.
But this one, I mean, this is, we've gone, you know, way overboard on this thing. What we did with this, you can't go overboard on this.
That's why.
And if you,
we're just going to repeat the segment after
this. And if you're listening, go to hidetools.com to check out what it looks like.
Yes.
And you can buy them, too. I think that you'll let them.
We will. That, you know what?
You're
open to
that.
I think we stay in business.
Really?
I think so.
That's awesome.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love how people pretend that nobody needs to make any
money.
Now,
this is pretty cool.
This is cool. I mean, this design came about by somebody said, you know what, instead of having a bunch of screwdrivers in my pocket or in my pouch as well as one of these, wouldn't it be great to just have this? And it's in a pinch. I mean, it's if you're, you know, you're up on a ladder or you forgot to take the wall, a socket cover off or something else like that. They put the four bits inside the handle.
So you actually have bits inside the handle that you can use the multi-tool as a screwdriver.
Yes.
And not just, what are the different ones here?
So you've got two of the most used Phillips.
You've got two slots,
number one,
and
number two,
Phillips.
And then the number one and number two on the slotted.
So you get a switch plate device. You could work on a plug. You could also use the hammer end to, like, set down proud drywall.
Absolutely.
Or all that other stuff.
Well,
so we need
to switch. Moving on, I want to talk about dustless sanding. Tell me about that.
It's no fun.
Yeah, sanding anything.
Sanding
but
is no fun. Dusting is very good. And actually, the reason why I put this down that I wanted to talk about it is this product's been around for about 10 years now, and in the last 3 or 4 years...
You're putting that in your pocket.
There you go. It's already gone.
It.
Hey, that's...
What do you mean?
There you go.
All right.
Dustless sanding, though, the reason why I put it down was that the guy on YouTube, there was a guy who came out, and he's literally in bare feet, and he's standing on top of his coffee table in his dining room, demoing our dustless, dust-free sanding.
You got 12 million hits.
We got 50,000 hits on this guy that's doing it. You just can't buy that type of exposure. I mean, we've done videos. And
you might not want to buy it.
No.
How can you use dress?
But that's the great thing about the technology is you can literally see what happens when that video came out, how many hits they had, and then go track they went to Amazon and how much you can see how many they sold at Amazon. And
no way.
Now,
really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
She's the statistics officer at my
Fix It Up Life. Am I way into a place where I shouldn't be with you?
Now, do you know who this guy is? Have you found him?
We've actually put it as one of our favorites on our YouTube site. So.
Okay, nice. So if you go on your YouTube site, is called?
It's just Hide Tools channel.
Hide Tools, that's easy.
That's it. We
right
try
on
to keep it easy.
That is easy.
But now, off camera here, we have as our friend Bobby Parks would say, display.
A display?
A display of the articulating pressure washer nozzle.
Yes.
That's in action. Can you kind of explain that a little bit?
Well, pressure washing has just blown up in the past, 10 to 15 years. It used to be only pros that would do it. And just over the past, I would say probably 5 years, you've really seen it transfer into everybody's buying. If you go into any of the big box stores or any of your Ace Hardware or anything else like that, you could find these things there now. People like them because they're so much more efficient with the amount of water that they use. It uses only one-third the water, which Ed would be very proud about.
Than a garden hose.
Than a garden hose,
right.
Exactly. And even if you're using just a regular hose with a regular spigot on it, that's about half as efficient as using a pressure washer is. It's a very efficient way of cleaning.
And this isn't just a wand that shoots in directional.
Right. Thanks
and
for
what is
the
wand
product
called so people can go check it out at hidetools.com?
It's called the pivot nozzle wand.
The pivot nozzle wand.
Right, and it's from Hide. And what it is it allows you to, instead of having to bend down, we are on television, right? Bend down,
you can do that.
Or you're up above your head. If you're using something squirting up, you're obviously going to get wet if it's coming right back down on you. Or if you're down, you're bending your back. What we try to do is come up with something where you turn the handle and it pivots the front of the nozzle. And so you could stand back so you're not getting wet. You don't have to bend down anymore to clean on top. Or my favorite is in decking. when you're on a deck and you're going back and forth and doing in between the
Bobby Parks. We'd love that.
Bobby Parks.
There
he's
we go.
One of
display.
The best deck builders in the country.
Yeah, if you want a $100,000 deck, call him.
He would
I
be.
Do. Can I get it free?
No.
I don't think so. We have just about a minute left, so tell me what else you want to talk about.
Well, I want to really say that Hyatt is becoming something that we weren't in the past when it comes to we're trying to connect more with who our consumers are.
Mm-hmm.
The pro has always been, you know, the pro knows Hyatt, but we're really trying to get into more do-it-yourselfers, understanding what the Hyatt brand means, what type of quality we bring in. So we're doing a lot of things on YouTube. We're doing a lot of things. We're actually going to do a Twitter account, and we're going to have a Facebook account.
You know, I'm psyched about you guys doing
yeah,
a Twitter account because I tweet about you. And
do
then
you? And
yeah,
I
tweet about you on My Fix It Up Life.
I have to admit, I've never tweeted.
You've never tweeted?
Whatever it's called. No,
that's okay. But it's just a very short email.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
It's a very public short
now.
Email.
Very public short
very
email.
Very public short email that you can't take back. Once it's out there,
what's
it's out there.
Yeah. I've heard bad things about it.
You know what else you can't take back?
Oh, we have to go to break.
The time we have to take
so
right
much.
Now.
Thanks so
great
much
talking
for
with
talking
you.
With us. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life here at the National Hardware Show. And my fixed up beautiful wife, Teresa, is here.
Thank you, darling.
We're on Ustream.
We are on Ustream.
And we can't be coy anymore about, you know, callers waiting on the phone and then, oh, hey, we're joined by some
people
for 10 minutes.
A beautiful woman sitting with us right now, I have to say. You are a lucky man.
I am.
You get to sit next to her.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes,
uh-huh.
I do. She's
Lisa
married. She's got a ring the size of my bicycle
and
on
you know
her
what?
Hey, now.
You can still say she's beautiful.
Yes,
married.
I can. I'm not doing
and I
that.
Like it when people say that I'm pretty.
I don't know what to do now.
Well, you're flanked by a redhead and a brunette right now.
I can't win.
No, you can't.
I love it. That's a game I want to be in.
We are talking with Lisa Laporta, who is on HGTV pretty much all the time.
Pretty much hourly.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's awesome.
We love watching you. You are amazing. And everybody that I talk with, my friends, you know, just everybody love you. Love you.
Well, and
well,
having
you're
like
that. A favorite, a total favorite designer.
Thank you. I hope so,
yeah.
And I think it's partly because I'm just me. I'm not an actress. I'm actually a horrible actress. I've tried, and so I just get to show up and be myself, and I think that comes across.
Yes.
And I don't know. I guess that's. I think that's what it's all about.
And the real you is a real designer. I mean, you went to school for this, and you have a thriving company now.
Yeah, I studied design architecture for a long time to make it look so easy,
mm-hmm.
is what I always say. But the stuff that we all use every day is pretty easy. And I find that there are easy ways of sharing what I trained in with people to be able to think that way for themselves and do it themselves. And I'm a huge fan of that whole idea that you can just be empowered to do it yourself.
You're kind of a natural born teacher.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, oh, that's great. We totally dig that.
And we follow
you guys.
We follow you on Twitter, and you have so many good tips that you send out.
Yes.
And on your website, too, lisalaporta.com.
Yes.
You don't follow her. If you haven't gone to her website, you totally have to. You're missing out big time.
Yeah. Well, what I like, people send questions mm-hmm. all the time. And for years, they would send them to hgtv.com or they didn't know how to reach me.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally came up with this clever new concept of a website so people can write me directly. They can literally load pictures of their own home. If they have specific questions about a room, a bathroom, a kitchen, whatever, just load it. I can look at the pictures and answer them right there on the website.
Wait a second. I remember something you posted. Was it about smell?
Yes.
Yes. And I talked about that on our radio show this past fall.
I love
it's
that.
It's not ringing a bell.
And you, of course it's not ringing a bell with Mark because it wasn't about a tool or something. But, you know, that smell is very important when you design.
It is one of the senses to play to. So let me put it this way. You don't remember it, but think of this way. If I say to you, a favorite old leather chair.
I know.
A wooded paneled family room.
Yeah. Oh, it's the strongest scent in a lot of ways.
Right. And so many of the scents that's as much a part of the room personality, right?
Yes.
Is how it looks and how it feels.
I understand.
You just have to consider it. And, you know, I love the fragrant smells from materials. I love how slate smells on a floor.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'm a little bit of a geek, but I love the smells
that materials
have.
Well, maybe I'm a geek, too, because I agree
with you. Join the club.
Yeah,
we're total geeks.
Fresh cut 2x4s on a construction site.
Oh, my God.
Is there anything better?
Yeah. You get a lumber delivery and... out of my mind. Out of my mind.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're all
together.
You can breathe that in. Yeah.
I went to architecture school. And
you did.
Yeah. So, and, you know, Mark's been a carpenter for what? More years than we'd probably like to say.
Yeah, we don't want to fess
you
up.
You guys are young.
You know, because I've got Durban 20 for makeup.
Yeah. I've got the spackle. I spackle every morning.
Now, what?
I have to know, because I read that you're a Latin scholar.
Yes. Well, okay. I took 4 years of Latin in high school.
Oh, really?
So Latin in the sense of Italy or Latin in the sense of non-illihidium carborundum?
That one.
The second one.
Yes. Yes.
You can't say what that means in English on the family show.
I'm an Italian. I'm a Sicilian girl, you know, through Chicago. But I took Latin. I love, anything ancient mythology. I love... ancient Rome. I love learning about Greece and Rome. And so, yeah, I took Latin.
Okay.
And coincidentally, taking Latin in high school helped me in so many other ways than I ever would have guessed. Because we studied mythology, it helped me studying art history. You know, so much of architecture comes from classical times, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So
I spent so much time studying that. I mean, it's just...
Right,
yes.
The classical
yeah.
orders. Mm-hmm. Post and lintel comes from...
Yes.
I just wrote a blog for hgtvpro.com. It's not going to post yet, and I'll make this a short story, but it's about one of my favorite architectural shapes, a segmented arch.
Uh-huh.
And I used photos I took at Caesar's Palace of... They have these I forget what they're called, but there's a statue of David inside it.
Uh-huh.
There's a, what that is called.
That's a good story.
Anyway, what a segmented arch is, why the Romans use them, or that the Romans use them instead of an elliptical shape for their bridges,
yeah,
their aqueducts, all these things.
Yes.
And it boils it down to a segmented arch is a segment of a circle.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And you want to talk about geek.
I could go for another hour on that. Well, think of the first domes.
Mm-hmm. That came out, right? The minute they got any kind of arch, they moved away from post and lintel.
Yes.
The whole world exploded.
Yes.
The whole world exploded.
Now, I want to go to today. Let's go fast forward.
No! I love the Roman Empire.
I know you love the Roman Empire.
Have you seen Gladiator again lately?
Circus Maximus. Let's go. Somebody get a Gladiator.
I want to know what you are in love with right now as far as new products, new trends, what's hot, and what should everybody be like, I don't know, excited about.
Well, so out of everything in the world,
I want to know what's like, because there's always like a thing that makes people excited. Like, what's making you excited right now?
Okay, well, yes, I do homes, and architecture is my thing. I am personally also very excited about jewelry.
Yes.
Because to me, jewelry is little architecture.
Yes.
So I also design jewelry.
It's a brilliant observation.
And same details, same line qualities. It's all the same. I'm never going to stop working on homes. I love that. Always, you know, coming up with new colors. Everybody's always asking me, what are the hottest colors? You know, what are the things to do? I think right now we are an explosion of amazing products and products meeting technology. I'm actually here at the hardware show because I have a line of outdoor furniture coming out with George Manufacturing. And I've learned so much information. There are so many amazing products with heat-treated wood.
And
things that they're doing. There's the technology of outdoor fabrics has exploded because, you know, the companies that make outdoor fabrics have now sort of had babies with the textile mill. So they're producing fabrics that you would, well, by the way, I put the outdoor fabrics in my own house. They're pet and child-proof, indestructible fabrics that you can use indoors.
Yes. I've been thinking about doing that for a long time, too.
Because it
makes sense.
That makes sense.
If it's good enough for, you know, the weather, it's good enough for little people as well.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're making fabrics that don't just look like beach cabana fabrics anymore. They're making things that are velvets. I have a velvet mohair outdoor fabric inside of my living room sofa.
Now, is that your new line?
I'm working with all the fabrics.
Okay.
By the way, my love of all the technology and fabrics came out of my knowledge from working on the outdoor line. They were showing me fabric books for things I could choose for outdoor cushion replacement.
Really?
And I was blown away.
I am so excited. I am so excited.
And by the way, the economy is what it is, and people don't go out and buy patio furniture every year, right? But what can they do? They can buy replacement cushions.
Now, where can they find this line from you? Where do they go? What website?
Well, Jordan Manufacturing Company has a website. We are also going to be coming out at probably Sam's Club, probably Lowe's.com. We're going to be appearing all over very soon.
Okay.
And so I'm going to be selling pillow packs. And they're basically going to be replacement cushions. I'm a big fan of going neutral on the big ticket item.
Oh, yeah.
And that way you can change out your pillows to go with the trend
yearly. We do that at home,
too. Do you?
Yeah.
You look like you don't know that you do that.
We don't do it. She does it. Yeah.
Well, that's usually the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
In a lot of things.
Not to diminish it in any way. It's just I'm in charge of other things.
Yes.
Yeah. He is in charge of other things.
Usually the heavier it is, the more I'm in charge
of it. Right. Funny how that works.
Yeah. Or if it's installed when it's 112 degrees, I also am in charge of those things.
Or if it's snowing or, you know.
Too cold, too hot, too heavy.
Yeah, boring. Strong back.
I'll participate, but only if I have to. Really. Yeah.
My favorite kind of participation.
No, but this
pointing.
This is great. I'm actually getting a lot out of this.
Okay,
design for smell. Apparently, I had to be told that twice.
Yes.
Strong back, weak mind.
Well, you know how it is when you're married. It's always better when somebody, not your spouse, tells you, because then you remember it. So I can tell him
it's
something all day long.
It's always better.
But if
sometimes
a friend tells
better.
Him the same thing, he's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right.
Yeah.
So remember, design for smell could go the other way.
It could.
Oh, not
like
it
when
could.
You've been to a friend's house that has, you know, too many pets and a snake, right?
Yeah.
And you walk away and have a memory of their decor, and it's not about the decor, but it's about how it smells.
Oh, yeah. I know it.
That's not good.
We looked at a house to buy once. The lady had an animal, caged animal in like every room.
Oh, my goodness.
She's a scientist or something.
Beautiful home.
Yeah,
beautiful
very
old
weird.
Home. And it was just infested everywhere with caged
wood
animals.
Wood chips. You know, the hamsters and lizards.
I forgot about that.
That's a good sound.
Very distinctive.
Yes.
Yeah, not good. We are going to have to go to break, though, darling.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, because I want this conversation to continue, but it won't. We'll be back in a minute.
LisaLaPorta.com to check her out and check us out after this commercial break.
Still alive, but I'm barely breathing.
Okay.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose Real Wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com. And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa, and the pressure is on.
The pressure is on, darling. Can you handle it?
I can handle all pressure.
You can?
Unless it gets to me and then I crack like an egg.
And then you cry?
Weeping.
Like Jack says, the babies on the bus go, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
That's the pressure is on for them.
That's right.
Yeah, and I am pretty excited about talking about pressure washers.
Well, yeah.
Because that's one of the things that a lot of people say, I need to pressure wash my deck, my fence, my house, whatever it is. It's a common thing that everyone wants to do.
If they're great projects, they're great tools, but you have to know how to use them so you can get the results that you want.
And there's so many different kinds that you can buy, too.
Well, sure. I mean, generally speaking, the power of a pressure washer is measured in, I think it's gallons per minute. So the more gallons per minute the unit sends out the business end of the tool,
business end,
the more powerful it is.
Well, one of the things that Ed Begley was in love with the pressure washers is that actually you use less water than you use for a hose, a garden hose.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. It's,
it doesn't really, you know, for regular people, it kind of, like, blows your mind. Like, really, you're using yet less water, but you really are.
Yeah, because it's being condensed into a super intense spray.
Yes.
So.
And the power behind a pressure washer, too, you can get electric or you can get gas-powered.
That's
why
right.
Why would you buy gas versus electric, Mark?
Again, generally speaking, the higher powered units, mm-hmm. and all the commercial guys use a gasoline powered unit. So it's essentially got a lawnmower engine on it. That is what drives the pressure.
Okay.
And it can just, long story short, the gasoline engine can generate more power. So the commercial guys who are doing this every single day.
Commercial construction.
Well, commercial pressure washers.
Yes.
A deck builder would probably have one of these.
Well,
certainly a painter.
Yes.
They're going to have this kind of unit because they need to get in, get out, get it done.
Okay. But what for about homeowners?
Well, a homeowner can buy a very affordable gasoline-powered unit.
Okay.
And get that kind of baseline professional power. But I've also had very, very good luck with electric units. Like Karcher, for example, is a very popular brand.
Okay. And where do you go? I mean, can you go to the home improvement center?
Home improvement center.
What do you do, though? Like just say, hey, I need a pressure washer and...
You know what? You kind of want to find somebody there who's got a vibe for the gallons per minute that you need.
Okay.
So that you can do what you want. If you've got 100 feet of fence, mm-hmm. for example, that hasn't been painted or taken care of in a long time,
okay.
you're going to go faster and do more with a gasoline-powered unit.
Okay.
It's basically that simple.
Now, we have a Campbell Hausfeld.
Hausfeld.
Hausfeld unit.
Yeah, tough company name to say.
Yes, it is.
Everyone.
Well, and it's chpower.com if you want to check it out.
Yes.
And why did you pick that particular one for us?
You know, the unit that we got...
See, I'm spoiled, I have to say, because Mark knows more about tools than pretty much everybody that I know, and anybody, really. So he always picks whatever the best one is for us. And just says, here, use this. And well, I say, okay. So I don't even know what a bad product is, tool is.
Never mind on that story.
Yeah.
But on the other story, I basically went through the decision tree that we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I want that baseline professional power because we're going to use it to clean a lot of fence. We're going to use it to clean the play set.
Yes.
We're going to use it to clean the driveway that I've basically encased in mud. And I want...
Oh, because of all the... We've been doing a lot of site work out back, and the driveway has been the place where we've been storing all the lumber,
where we've
been doing all... Our cut station is set up there.
Yeah.
It's gotten a lot of use lately, I have to say. Yeah.
And a garden hose and a rainstorm is just not going to clean that off.
No.
So we need to hit it a little harder, and that's where pressure or power washing comes in.
Now, what is the one that you got for us?
Well, I got, I think it's 2,500 gallons a minute. Could that possibly be right?
I have no idea.
It sticks in my mind.
Okay.
But it's sort of the lower end of the higher end tools. I don't need a professional tool to, you know, super high end professional $1,000 pressure washer. Just don't need it to do the work that we do. But I want to make time because there's a lot of square footage to cover.
And what can you expect to pay for one?
For a unit like the Campbell Hausfeld, it's going to be under $300.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we have a special nozzle, though, that we got from High Tools.
I am so excited to use this.
Because it's a pivoting nozzle.
Right.
So you can get into tight spaces and get in different angles and everything.
That's right. One of the things about pressure washing is...
So you don't have to be Gumby to be able to, like, wash
Gumby.
It. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. One of the things about using a pressure washer effectively is what I call the angle of attack.
Angle of attack.
Angle of attack.
I like it.
And the next phrase is impact force.
Okay.
can clean shooting, say, for example, at a deck straight down.
Mm-hmm.
You shoot the wand straight down and pass it over the work. And it can work to clean the surface,
but
what it can also do is actually drive dirt into the wood.
Okay.
So what the optimum angle of attack...
It can actually drive dirt into the wood. Now,
yeah.
That, like, blows my mind.
Because you're hitting it straight down.
Oh, that totally
down.
Makes sense, but...
So if you pit
the
it...
The thing about it is that if you're using a pressure washer, you don't even think that you might be making it more dirty.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So what you want to do is pivot the wand 45 degrees to the work and...
She
strike
can scare it,
from
it
there.
Out of there.
Basically, that's what you're doing. You're getting behind it and pushing it away.
Angle of attack.
But you can't always do that, for example, on a fence,
mm-hmm.
Because there could be rails, there could be all these different various undulations, siding, getting around windows.
Where Gumby comes in here.
That's where Gumby
yeah.
comes in. But with Hyde's pivoting wand, the nozzle,
uh-huh.
the pivoting nozzle, you can direct the angle of attack through a, basically you twist the handle so that it's optimum.
Okay.
And it's ideal. And the one that really screams out at me is cleaning the outside of a fence of a deck guardrail.
Oh, yeah, because if you use a regular one, you'd have to get up on a ladder.
You either have to, yeah, you have to be outside the deck surface
or hang
to get
from
at.
Something from your house.
Right,
of...
you have to rappel off your house. dear legal department.
That kind of changes the whole kind of angle of attack.
But with the pivoting pressure washer nozzle.
I love the way that you slow down when you're saying it.
I got to get it all in there.
I got to ask you to say
you
it like
actually,
10 times really fast.
You can actually
what you end up saying.
Just lean outside
mm-hmm.
safely, the deck guardrail,
uh-huh.
pivot the nozzle where it needs to be. You don't have to move the pressure washer. You don't have to drag all your stuff downstairs. Yada, yada, yada.
And you can find that at HydeTools.com.
Yes, you can.
Yes,
and
you can.
There are two different sizes, two
mm-hmm.
different lengths.
Okay.
And... those, and there's also one for an electric pressure washer.
Okay.
So you can, it's going to make a hard job easier. That's just the bottom line.
And it's such an important thing to be able to maintain your deck, maintain your fence, and maintain the outside of your home, too.
Yeah.
And just for us, like our driveway, I mean, a pressure washer really does come in handy.
Driveway, so, vinyl siding, the whole thing.
Yes, and it's one of those things that I bet our neighbors are going to want to borrow from us, too. That always happens, you know, you're the couple in the neighborhood, and they're like, oh, you know, they have that. I'll just go down and borrow theirs. I don't have to buy one myself.
Turns out my driveway is dirty.
So make sure one of your neighbors buys one.
Turns out we have to take a break.
Oh, we do, and we'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark.
And you are at the end of a My Fix It Up Life show, but don't forget to go to MyFixItUpLife.com, check out what we're giving away, click on free stuff.
Check out our videos.
On YouTube and on Ustream, and send us an email at info@MyFixItUpLife.com with your home improvement questions.
And your home improvement triumphs. We want to know what you're doing. Whether you're having trouble with it or you're just knocking it out of the park.
Oh, yeah. If you figured something out, if you have a tip or a trick that can help us and help everyone else save some time and some headaches in their home improvement projects, please share them with us. You can share them in an email at info@myfixituplife.com.
You can share them on Facebook.
Or send us a message on Twitter, too, and it's MyFixItUpLife there as well.
That's right. You can like us on Twitter.
You can follow us on Twitter, and you like us on Facebook.
And you can love us on the radio.
You can every Saturday at 10 a.m.
East Coast
time, baby.
East Coast.
Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
Yes, you are making us a top pick in the home improvement category.
Yeah, right
and
now.
And we love you for it.
Right now, we're top 5 in home improvement on iTunes. So thank you guys very much. And you know what you should do?
Join us next week.
For another edition of My Fix It Up Life.